You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. That's me cracking a seltzer. Because
a beer?
It's Friday, and I'm just going to enjoy this. Kaylin got these nice spindrifts. This is not an ad for the podcast, by the way. She got these delicious spindrift spiked sparkling waters. Very good.
Do you guys go to Trader Joe's for those? Because Ashley's obsessed with spindrift. I'm more of a, if I go sparkling, Perrier guy.
Yeah, I'm a big LaCroix guy. I'm actually not a big fan of spindrifts, but the spiked ones are, some of them are pretty good. Kaylin just got sent like 100 of them, so our fridge is stocked. And so,
jackpot.
Gotta put some work into them. Anyways, Jared, what's going on, man? Last time I talked to you,
you were in Napa.
I was in Napa, and I was just filled. I was a passive listener in the lobby of a whatever. I don't know what you guys were talking about. And you had just informed Ben and Ashley. Well, Ben or Ashley was already obviously in the know, but Ben was informed that you are opening a restaurant in Rhode Island.
A coffee shop. Yes, it is true. We're opening up a coffee shop / lounge, which we're extremely excited about. I've been working hard about it. It's been my dream to own and operate my own business. I've worked in the restaurant industry for like 10 years. And so an opportunity came along where we found a spot that we loved. It actually used to be a coffee shop that I visited quite a bit. And it's down in South Kingston, Rhode Island. So near the beaches, about 20 minutes from Newport. And it's going to be called Audrey's Coffee House and Lounge. Audrey is my mother-in-law's name. So one, I'm sucking up to the in-laws, which is always a good thing. And two, I just love the name Audrey's. It feels very homey and family. And that's what the vibe I want to go for with this coffee shop. Very, you know, we have a stone fireplace in there, couches, chairs. I really want people to imagine themselves in front of a fireplace on a crisp fall day, having either a coffee or a martini. That's kind of the vibe we're going for while sitting on like a red couch. And we're using, Ben already knew about the coffee shop as well, because I talked to Ben about it a few months ago, because we're going to be using Generous Coffee as our main vendor. Because I love Generous. Obviously, I love all coffee. I love Dunkin'. I love Green Mountain. I also love Generous. And Generous is just such a great company. It's a nonprofit. Ben is the owner and operator of it. And it's just one, great tasting coffee, which is obviously probably the most important part because people are coming in for the coffee. But two, all the profits go back to, you know, Hope and Humanity, which helps build housing, which you have been a part of greatly. You've been down to Honduras with Ben So that's great. And then just getting everything organized right now, going through getting the business license, creating a new LLC, applying for a liquor license, getting furniture in there, equipment, hiring people, computer system, health department approval. There's just a lot of red tape that you have to go through. I enjoy every step of it, but it's nerve-wracking because I'm doing it all by myself and there's just a lot to be done. And, you know, when we first did this, Ashley wanted to be a part of it as well. I was going to handle probably like the business part, but she would help with the menu and the interior decorating. And that just hasn't been the case, unfortunately, right now, just because Ashley's been so debilitated. And dude, it sucks. Like, listen, I'm so happy that we're pregnant. We were trying for 7 months to get pregnant. Some people try for 5 years. You know, we are so happy and lucky. I've always wanted to be a father. I'm so excited to be a father. But dude, Ashley is just getting crushed and I feel terrible. I'm not joking. She's thrown up 4 times already today. It is 3 o'clock on Friday. And to the point she threw up, she's like so uncontrollably sick. She pissed on the floor. That might be a little too much information, but like as she was throwing up, she couldn't like control herself. And it's like, I know everybody's different and some pregnancies aren't that bad and some people get really sick, but whatever Ashley's going through just is tough. And so it's been a hectic day to say the least. So that's why maybe I'm a little bit on edge on that. And I feel bad because she's just laying on the couch right now and she's just, you know, she was throwing up on the couch and just sucks. I feel bad. Anywho.
All right. Well, a lot of notes because I feel like you just covered a lot of ground and I want to make sure I get to each thing.
I had that all built up, you know, I just let it explode out. Thanks for the vent session.
I'm glad that Help I Suck at Dating can be your vent session.
It's like therapy for me, bro.
All right. So just to start from the beginning. So there's a couple notes that I want to at least touch real quick. So it's a cafe, you called it, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a cafe, coffee house. The technical name we're going with is coffee house because I really like the sound of that.
Gotcha. That will lead into one of the questions I have later on. Audrey's. I just want to comment on the name Audrey's. Love the name. It's timeless. It seems like one of those names that when you're walking through a cute little town, you'd be like, let's go to Audrey's and grab a quick cup of coffee. So Kudos to you for that name. Thank you. Are you going to be manning the shop most of the time?
Yeah. So I will be, especially early on, because I want it to be run the way I want it to be run.
Yeah.
And I also want to be the owner and operator. And I want to, you know, Ashley and I are most certainly going to be the face of this place. And I want to, you know, be behind the counter and making drinks. That's where I thrive as well. I just love... I love running around. Anybody who's worked in the restaurant industry knows that, you know, as much as we complain about it, there is an addiction to it. And when you're running around behind the bar or the counter doing whatever you need to do to get people in and out, there is this high that you get. And I certainly get that. And I'm excited for that. And I'm also excited just to, you know, introduce myself as the owner. You know, it's nice going around and people, even when I put a banner up the other day in front of the shop just to say, you know, Audrey's Coffee House and Lounge coming soon. And, you know, people are like, oh, you're opening the coffee shop here. We're so excited. We missed it because the plaza that we're in, there's condominiums, there's a hotel, there's a private neighborhood. So there's a lot of people already living in the area, which is great. And it seems like there's a lot of people excited to have a coffee shop back in that plaza. So it's cool just being like, yep, I'm the one opening it. And this is what we're doing. And it's certainly nerve wracking just because, you know, it's not cheap. But you know, anything worth doing is worth investing in. So that's the kind of way I'm thinking about it right now.
Follow-up question to that. Can I be hired as a part-time employee? I would like to work at Audrey's for 1 week a year.
Okay.
And I want to do it solely as, you know what? You want to know what's funny is like, you have obviously like you and your friends, like let's say like me, Ben, Nick, you, Tanner, like we've done, and this is going to sound super vain and narcissistic, but like it's going to be, there's a point to it. Like we'll get paid by bars or like by events to like show up and just like say hi to people.
Yep.
And so you could like leverage your friendships and be like, listen, just come to the coffee shop for like a day, a couple hours maybe. And that enough should like be like draw some people in. So hopefully like that.
Oh, dude, I've already thought like I'm going to have bachelor watch parties. I'm going to fly you guys out. So it's going to be like, come meet Dean from the Bachelor, you know, come meet Dean and Kaylin while watching. You're going to do it and you're going to like it. And you have no say in the matter.
I'm offering my services as a barista, not as a passive participant in a watch party. Okay. I want to work the 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. shift Monday through Friday, 1 week a year. And that's all I'm offering. And I want to make whatever minimum wage in Rhode Island is, or whatever baristas make, whatever the running wage is for it. Is that okay?
I mean, that sounds fantastic to me. I would love nothing more.
Great. And then let's move on to the next thing. Okay, so what was the next thing? You were talking about the stress, the burden that you feel starting this up. How come, I know that you're about to finish up your bachelor's.
Yep.
You should have taken more entrepreneurship classes, or have you considered even like doing like a minor in entrepreneurship or anything?
I have not. I really just went back to school to get my degree as fast as humanly possible. And the way to do that was to graduate with my degree in history, liberal arts. So I actually just finished my last class. I took my final exam yesterday. I got a 94 on it. So it looks like I'm going to get an A- in the class. And then I'm done. It's so weird, man. Like, it's just like, oh, okay, great. Yeah, now I have my bachelor's. Like, cool. On a Thursday
night. Are you going to walk at graduation?
No, I don't think so, because I have to apply for graduation in August. They were just waiting for my last grade to come back to make sure I passed. And so I don't think I'm going to. Nah.
You definitely should. Why wouldn't you?
I'm 30.
If you walk at graduation, I'll fly out and watch you walk. Well, if I'm allowed to, like, per COVID restrictions and all that kind of stuff.
Well, hopefully things don't get worse. But
dude, you know, everyone in your family would love it. Ashley would love to see it. Your parents, her parents, like,
I know,
everyone. They would be like a big, big spectacle. I think that's definitely something you should at least consider. Don't just immediately discount the idea. And then my very last question. Ashley is now 3 months along.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, she'll be 14 weeks next week. So she's a little over 3 months.
Is this ordinary because knowing nothing when it comes to pregnancy or anything like that, I would just assume that the real sickness, like the real like side effects would come later in the pregnancy. Is this pretty standard for like first, second trimester?
So apparently the first trimester usually is the most sick you'll be.
But it
depends. Like, you know, it's so weird. I was talking to a friend of mine. She has two kids. And she was like, oh, yeah, my first trimester, I was pretty in bad shape, too. But I only threw up once. And I was like, Ashley's thrown up, I'm not joking, probably 50 times. And so she's just, I think some are more extreme than others. And we all knew that if Ashley was going to get sick, she was going to be throwing up constantly because, you know, she can't do anything subtlety. So I at some point, it's starting to like, there are moments when she feels like she's trending in the right direction. Well, she'll go a couple days and feel, you know, okay, but then she'll immediately revert and go back to a day like today where she can't get off the couch and she's just throwing up constantly. So I think she's definitely got one of the worst of it. You know, it was funny because Raven and Adam just announced their pregnancy, which is so exciting. Congratulations to both of them. They're going to be incredible parents. That I've only met Adam and Raven once, but I really, really like them a lot and I wish them nothing but the best. But it was so funny. Raven and Ashley were talking before Raven and Adam announced, and Raven was like, oh, have you thrown up yet? And Ashley was like, have I thrown up yet? Like, as she's puking into a garbage bag. So it all depends. Like, I don't mean to scare anybody. It's just, I think it's frustrating as a guy because I was so ignorant to how bad, you know, how sick somebody could possibly be while being pregnant. You know, I mean, everybody says morning sickness and I'm like, oh, it's okay. You get sick in the morning and then you feel better in the afternoon and the evening. I'm like, no, that's not what happens. And then I think I've just seen from TVs and movies, like I remember from Knocked Up, when Katherine Heigl realizes she's pregnant when she's interviewing James Franco and she just like goes to the side and throws up and then she's watching it back and then she's laughing and then she just throws up. And that's when Bill Hader's like, wait a minute, are you pregnant? So in my head, I was like, oh, okay, that just kind of happens. Like you just throw up to the side and then you go on with your day and you're not nauseous all that much, which is not what's happening to Ash.
It's pretty badass if you think about it. A 1 pound baby fetus is calling the shots, you know?
Oh yeah, dude, our kid is, if there's any indication, our kid is going to be high maintenance, to say the least.
Hey, good for them. All right. Well, Jared, we got to get to a quick break because we have some great guests coming up. We've got Giovanni Insinco from Love Island and the host Ariel Vandenberg is going to join us later on as well. So we're going to take one quick break and then have them join us.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, it's Ashley Iaconetti.
And it's Benjamin Higgins.
And you guys may know us from the Almost Famous podcast, where we recap the Bachelor franchise. And wow, do we have a Bachelorette finale to recap for you this week. And we've got the one and only runner-up, Justin Glaze, giving us all the tea from what he thinks about Greg's exit to
Blake and Katie being together now. What a dramatic episode. Well, hey, make sure you tune in. Listen to our podcast, Almost Famous, right now on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. Dean here, Jared here. We have some very special guests from, of course, the CBS show Love Island, which is on Paramount Plus. And guess what? The finale is August 15th. It's coming up quick. We have Giovanni and we have Melvin, a.k.a. Cinco. Gentlemen, how you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. I suck at dating.
Oh, so welcome to Help I Suck at Dating. You're in the perfect spot. So, guys, I'll start with you, Giovanni. You talk about you suck at dating. So what made you want to sign up for Love Island?
Man, I signed up for Love Island so I could get a chance to actually find a real connection. You know, I'm a busy dude. You know, my career is real estate investor. I travel a lot. So it's hard for me to actually, you know, find people, actually make genuine connections. You know, so Love Island was a great place for me to be isolated and just get to know somebody one-on-one and hopefully to build something. But you guys see how that happened.
Well, how's things going for you right now? Like, how's...
fill us in.
I know you're... what's going on with... you're with Olivia, right?
Yeah, I was coupled up with Olivia. And it was, you know, it was great. I tried my best, you know, to make things work with us, you know, because she was coming into the villa. She was there. She was a businesswoman. And I'm attracted to business-minded women. And I was seeing something could work there. And, you know, there was sparks, but then eventually it just faded. I wasn't her type, I guess. You know, she's Alaskan girl. I'm a South Florida dude. So, you know, I'm outgoing, wild individual. I speak my mind. I tell you how it is. And, you know, I guess I wasn't her speed. You know, I wasn't her speed and what she was looking for. So, you know, I ended up getting dumped from the island and I shaved my chest.
shaved your chest?
I've never seen somebody grab a clipper so fast.
Man, I was chest. Trying oh everything. God, I'm like, man, babe, you got to listen to me. Let's at least make it a castle more. Like, then we can find out what we...
Dude, so when I was on Bachelorette, we had a boxing date and I was one of the only guys that had hair on my chest. And so when I went on Bachelor in Paradise, the producers were like, hey, listen, we have this really funny idea for your intro. What if we shaved your chest and it was like 40-year-old virgin? And I was like, there's no way I'm doing that. Like, no, I can't do it, guys. I like the chest hair. I got to support the chest hair. I'm one of the few. So I'm not going to lie, Giovanni, I'm a little disappointed you shaved, but that's okay. I get it.
Real man got the hair on their chest, man.
Yeah, I don't shave my facial hair. I'm like, I ain't digging the facial hair. Boy, I shaved it. Now I'm bare face. Now I'm growing hair. Now, like, I'm just trying to make it work. And, you know, I was just doing too much to make us work to, you know, just see what she liked. And it's just me. She just didn't like me.
Yeah, she's got to accept you for you. Beyond, chest hair, facial hair, everything.
I feel like the chest hair would be good to not have on the beach, either Love Island or Bachelor in Paradise, because then it's like, okay, you lost the underlayer, you know?
Yeah, it's like a little sweater, but that's okay. It's more of like, you know, just like chest hair.
Yeah, you know, hey, when you get cold, you got the AC on blast, you got some chest hair, keep warm at night, you know? I'm like a fuzzy nice. Teddy bear.
That's nice they give you guys AC. We didn't get that. We didn't get that luxury. But Cinco, I want to hear from you, man. Tell us about your experience, because you were dating Cachet, right?
Yeah, it was dating Cachet, well, and a couple of Cachet still getting to know each other then. I don't know, she kind of like, I didn't feel the vibe that at least she wanted to open up to me, you know what I mean? And that's all I was looking for from her. And so I moved to Trina to see how that connection would go. And after that, I felt like between the two connections I made, my connection with Cash was a lot stronger. So I went to pursue that, but by that time, it was kind of too late. Casa Amor happened, and then she came back to Charlie, so... I was kind of stuck in limbo, like, dang, like,
if I see that, I was crazy. Go after.
Yeah, bro, it was a gut check. I tell everybody, I was like, dang, like, mentally I was trying to prepare for it, but obviously wasn't prepared as I wanted to be. So, yeah, I was just like, dang, like, I was in limbo between going after the girl I want, coasting and see if other people can come in here and sway me and stuff like that. So, obviously it didn't work out. I got the boot for it, too, and... And yeah. Me and Giovanni, we here, man. We all now.
We here now. Still suck at it.
It's
all right, you guys. I have a feeling you guys are going to be just fine. Cinco, yeah, so when you finally got the call to be like, hey, we want you to be on Love Island, what was your initial thoughts? Were you hesitant at all, or were you like 100% in, I'm in?
Honestly, I was 100% in. I figured this will be a great experience, new experience, and something I never did before. And so I'm all about that. I'm all about new experiences and trying things new and meeting new people. So I was like, yo, this is going to be dope. I was ready. I was super ready.
I'm a little unfamiliar with Love Island, like the way that it's, isn't it like, so your castmates that are still there, they're still there like now, right? Like it basically films and then gets aired the next day, right?
Literally, yeah.
So both of you guys haven't even really had a chance then to like see if there's going to be any type of connection outside of Love Island with the people that you're with.
I mean, we got an idea. We got an idea of who's a true connection. You know, being in the villa, you know, like you know what's real and what's fake. You know, we're not kids here. So, you know, Josh and Shannon, that's definitely a real connection. I feel like that was the strongest connection there, Josh and Shannon. Like, they hit off since day one.
I don't know, bro. Will and Kira was like that, too, though. Honestly.
You're right. Will and Kira was like that. But, like, for me, like, I really see that Josh and Shannon will take it, you know, above and beyond. Like, I feel like they'll last longer outside the villa.
Well, then, Giovanni, for you, do you think once Olivia's out of there, do you think that there's any chance for you guys to rekindle anything?
Man, that was her last trip. that was Olivia's last trip. Like if us being in the villa, you know, should, like, tell you, you know, we have all the time in the world to get to know each other. And just from being in there and me going above and beyond, showing you that, you know, everything that you've been looking for in a man and what you want, you want a man to be on top of you, show you attention, you know, you want a businessman, you know, you want somebody that's going to like you for who you are. That's everything I was showing her. And to the fact that she didn't realize that or failed to realize that, you know, you won't know what's missing till it's gone. And, you know, that ship done sailed. And, you know, I'm pretty sure when she get out the villa, she's going to have a lot of options for her, but you know, I'm moving on, but you know, we could be friends. But nah, it's over with.
What about you, Cinco? Because I know a lot of people have been, you know, kind of vocalizing that they want Cachet to find you. You know, like go get off the island and come find your man. So do you think that there's any chance of you guys rekindling something? Oh, I see. Giovanni wants it.
Yeah.
He's Team Cash. He's Team Cash. So he wants everything but the cash. I don't blame you. As a personality, bro, I love Cash to death, bro. She's a great person. Love hanging out with her. I think from the standpoint that we both are on now, how we left things off, I feel like it's kind of the ball's in her court. You know what I mean? Like, she kind of, like, wrote me off to be with Charlie, and that was her choice. You know what I mean? So, I don't know how that's going right now. But at the same time, like, if she wants to talk afterwards, that's going to be on her, and we'll figure it out from there. But I'm open-minded to everything. I'm single. I'm still single. I'm still open-minded to everything. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
And what was both your overall views of like your impressions of being on a reality dating show? Would you want to do more? Would you want to do different shows? Like if they have another season of Love Island, I don't even know if they can bring you back, or I don't know exactly the rules, or if you guys want to, like, you know, go wherever. X on a beach, Bachelor in Paradise. Would you guys be open for it?
I'm with it. Hey, if I could be on the reality show with Seagull, I'm with it. after experiencing Love Island, you know, it's definitely a great experience. If something does come along, you know, I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for it. I'm down to still explore the horizons, you know, and, you know, just she was out there. She was for us. You know, obviously we suck at dating. You know, I try to make a girl like me, but it wasn't there. And, you know, and I'm all for it. You know, I'm down to see what comes next. And, you know, I'm a lit individual. I stay lit. I keep it real. So that's me.
What about you, Cinco?
In my point of view, like, yeah, I was trying to come in, be honest and open everything, and still be called to play. It's just like, dang, I can't win. You know what I'm saying? I suck too. So, shit. So you feel me? Like, look, I'm definitely open to anything else coming up. I don't know how X on the beach, that would be crazy. I can see Giovanni now acting a fool on X on the beach. Olivia pop up.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
That's what everybody wants to say.
You had options, Seagull. I just had one.
No, I wish he would have stayed to Casa no more, bro. They was like, Giovanni, where he
They're
at?
Like, R.I.P. Giovanni.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's definitely got to be a gut check, especially like in real life. I mean, it always goes so differently, especially with all the world watching. But we wish you guys nothing but the best. We hope to see you on the TV again soon. Thank you guys for joining us. We look forward to, like I said, seeing more of you guys. So take care.
Yeah, we're going to see you guys dating on our TV screens yet again. I got a gut feeling about that one.
Yeah.
So congratulations on everything, guys. I know it didn't work out, but we really appreciate you taking the time to come on Help I Suck at Dating, seeing how you guys suck at dating. So it's fantastic. And everybody listening right now, you can catch up on all the season of Love Island that's already aired. You can go on Paramount Plus, catch up on everything before the finale on August 15th, which airs on CBS.
Sweet. Thanks, boys.
Also, boys, Dean and Jared, quick question. Yep. Who y'all think's taking it on Love Island? Who's taking the prize? Let's get the lottery picks.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
That's a Jared. Yeah, Cinco, what do you think?
My money and Will and Kira.
You were hyping it up the whole time, so I think you know a lot better than I would, so I'll say Will and Kira as well.
Yeah, I'm going Will and Kira too.
What is the prize? What do they walk away with?
They walk with $100,000, but I wonder if they're going to split it. I wonder if they're going to split that $100,000.
If they don't split it, that's going to be crazy.
Dude, it's the same thing, though. Like, there was a show in Bachelor called Bachelor Pad where it was like a cash prize, and you could either share it or split it. And the last season that aired, the dude took it all. They had to, like, both decide. Similar in Love Island, where, like, they both had to either agree to share it, or if one person said they take it, and the other person said share, then they got to keep it. And so one dude was like, took all the money, and she said share, and he got it all.
See, that's
And you break the internet if you take it.
Yeah, it was a cool moment. I didn't know about it at the time, but then I met him on Bachelor in Paradise, and I went back and YouTubed it. I was like, oh my God, that's just crazy.
Yeah, he got to go off Boy Island. Boy Island.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
After that, you definitely got to go on that.
All right, boys. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you for having us. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, appreciate
thanks,
y'all, man.
Good luck, boys.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
All right, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. We have a very special guest who's joining us. Now, we just talked to two contestants from Love Island, and now we're going to talk to the host, which, of course, again, you can watch Love Island on Paramount Plus. Catch up on everything before the finale on August 15th, which airs on CBS. It is Arielle Vandenberg. Arielle, how are you? What's going on?
I am super good. I'm here in Hawaii, as you know. Wait, you just talked to two people from Love Island?
Yeah, Giovanni and Cinco.
No, we can't share that information with her, Jared. It's top
secret.
Sorry,
my bad.
What can I know?
Oh, good. You didn't hear me. Never mind.
We had Giovanni and Cinco on here. They were sharing about their exit from the island.
Oh, my God. Love them both so much. Yes. Okay, I won't tell anyone. I promise I won't say a thing.
Thank you. Yeah, that's part of the NDA you agreed to when you joined the Zoom call. But so we were just talking actually before we brought you in a little bit about the live time of Love Island. And I'm curious to know more about that as well, because obviously you're in Hawaii. The show films in Hawaii. So for someone like you, what is that experience like? Is it like more high stress? What is it exactly like for you?
It's honestly one of my favorite aspects of the show for myself as an entertainer, because I feel like, you know, I used to act more often, like back before I was hosting, I was acting. I mean, I still would act, but right now I'm hosting, obviously. But when I'm acting, you know, you don't see something for a year and a half, and it's like, you don't know if it's good. You forget about it. You just like, you know, totally, it's just out of your life, kind of. But this, it's like instant gratification. It's like Instagram on steroids. Like, we turn around these episodes, like, it's so insane what this production can do. You know, because what we're filming on a Monday, you're seeing on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that to me is just like, gets me riled up.
Yeah, how's that even possible?
I have no idea. The editors and, I mean, they got some good ass people working on this show.
No kidding, huh? Bachelor takes months. But like, obviously, I guess it must be different. But like, we were talking about this before you came on. Like, I'm so used to a show that films months prior and then, you know, gets aired, you know, it films in March, airs in August. And then you're just like, oh, we're filming on Tuesday and it's airing on Wednesday. That's gotta be nerve wracking.
I love it because it's like, if you the anticipation, there's nothing to be like really scared of. You're just like, oh, it happened already? Okay, cool. On to the next. You know what I mean? Like, it's great.
The beauty about it too is if you do something wrong or bad, that'll quickly get swept under the rug because it's exactly. The next thing's already happening.
I mean, I don't really do anything wrong or bad, but
right,
it's fine.
Right. but knowing that you, if you do make a mistake, which again, you're not going to make.
But that was a joke. You think I'm know, like,
hey, listen, I get it. I love the confidence. So how do you think this season of Love Island is different than like maybe the previous season?
Ooh, well, we're actually on an island, which I think is really important for the show. right. Obviously, last year we were shooting in Vegas last year, which, to be honest, was awesome. It just, you know, this show belongs on an island. We're Love Island. And I think that bringing it back to an island, because the first season we were in Fiji, then Vegas, and now we're in Hawaii, it just like brings romance and sunsets and like more, I don't know, it just feels very
tropical.
It's a
more romantic setting.
Yeah, it's so romantic. So I think that having it here is just really special and definitely.
Were you a fan of the show before becoming, because you haven't hosted all three seasons, have you?
I have, yeah.
Oh, you have, but it's a reboot from an older.
No, so it's a huge success in the UK.
The UK, okay, that's what I was mistaking it with. Were you a fan of Love Island UK before taking the hosting gig for the Love Island reboot in America?
Yeah, so I had known about the show and I had never watched it. And then when I had my first meeting with CBS, they told me all about it. And I was like, wait, that sounds amazing. And I hadn't even gotten the job yet. And I immediately went home, turned it on and watched like 45 episodes in a row. And my fiance was like, what the fuck are you watching? Like, because I was like, this is amazing. And then I ended up falling in love with it. And then they were like, do you want to test for it? And I was like, yes, screen test, please. And then I did that. And then I booked it. And I was so excited because I was already addicted at that point.
Yeah, I'm surprised it took so long to get to the States. I mean, that show has been huge in the UK for quite some time. I guess I didn't even realize like it's only been three seasons in the United States, huh? That's insane. I feel like it's longer. Anywho.
I think something that, you know, was definitely different for the States was the fact that like the UK one, you know, when you're watching, you're like, whoa, we could never show half of this stuff.
Yeah, it's a little scandalous.
Yeah, but the cool thing is like we have Paramount Plus now, because what's not making it to broadcast, because maybe it's too steamy, they can put it on Paramount Plus, which is like,
oh, see, I didn't know that. I just thought that they were taking the episodes that they aired on CBS and then you can binge watch it to catch up. But you're saying that there's like a little X-rated on the Paramount Plus, not X-rated, but you know, a little bit like if the show's PG, we're going to PG-13 on Paramount Plus.
Totally. Okay. I mean, it's blowing a little R sometimes. I'm like, whoa, like, I'm not even joking. You know, it's like, oh, they're like, yeah, they're not. I don't know. They got some under boob, side boob. We got all the things on Paramount Plus.
All the boob. I love it. I mean, so I've only been watching on TV, but I guess I need to switch over to Paramount Plus then, if that's the case. Ariel, of everyone that you've seen so far this season, if you had to pick one couple once the show's over, who would you think you'd be betting on right now? Because the finale is it's almost a week away.
Yep.
Yeah. Gosh, that's so hard because honestly, starting, you know, at the very beginning, like I had placed my bets and now I'm just like, I don't freaking know. So I think like things are constantly changing, which is why it's so addicting. It's like, I mean, things could change today and you know, you would have no idea. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I love everybody. I think everybody has like such a chance. It's pretty insane. So, I mean, I'll just tell you right now, I'm like obsessed. I'm obsessed with Corey. I just love Corey. And I think I feel like he really needs his shot at love. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's going to win, but who knows? I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for everybody. But yeah,
it is really funny talking to you about it because you truly have no idea who's going to win because it hasn't happened yet. Right. You know, like I'm so used to seeing like, you know, when Chris Harrison did interviews when he was hosting and it, you know, he had to like play it coy because obviously he knows how the show ends, but you truly just have no idea because it hasn't happened yet, which is mind boggling to me.
I don't even know who wins the day of, like, because the voting, America votes and it takes, you know, time to figure out the votes and they give America time to actually submit their votes and whatever. wins until they tell me in my ear. And I announce it right then and there. Like, it's my favorite thing because I'm even shocked. And especially, like, my favorite thing is when I have to send somebody home. It's not my favorite thing, but when I do have to send someone home and I don't know who's going home, and I'm like, my face cannot not react to what's happening. So they're like, this person's going home in my ear. And I'm just like, wait, what? And I'm like, oh, okay, I have to announce that. Okay, got it. Like, it's like such a different, I've never hosted a show like this before. So it's really interesting and really fun. And it's different.
Before you go, Ariel, I just wanted to ask you pretty much about your career as a whole, because, you know, I think social media is such a fascinating component of life today. And you and so many other, like, content creators, if you will, have taken this and ran with it. And I just want you kind of expand upon that for a minute, because your fiance is Matt Cutshull, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah. I see Matt and I see you and I see, like, you're in videos with, like, Manon, right? Manon Matthews.
Yeah, I love her.
She's the best. And, like, you guys just do such a good job of creating content on Instagram, funny skits.
Thank you.
But, like, you've really cultivated this audience, and I think you guys have done such a good job at it. And I just want you to talk about, like, how did you even start doing it? How did you get into this?
Okay, let's see. Well, like I said before, I was acting, and all I wanted to do was be a comedian, like, do comedic roles. And I was auditioning for everything you could imagine. And I just, like, was up against, always, I'm up against, you know, huge names, which is, like, such a cool position to be in. But it's also such a hard position to be in because the names are booking the shows, right? Mm-hmm. So I was always, like, pissed. And I was like, I need to create my own shit. Like, I need to make, you know, my own TV show where I'm the star of it and I can, like, do whatever I want. But that also is really hard too, you know, like, getting a show off the ground and actually having someone buy a show. So then I was like, okay, I'm just going to do YouTube and start doing my own skits and maybe make, you know, a little show on YouTube. And in the process of that, I was like, dang, this is, like, you need money to start a show on YouTube. Like, you need someone to edit, someone to film, someone to do your hair and makeup, like, all these things. It's so much work. So then Vine came out and I was like, oh, Vine, you don't need hair and makeup. Vine, you don't need an editor. You don't need, it's like this silly app that's 6 seconds. So I just started posting dumb, stupid sketches on there, which were literally 6 seconds. And I was, like, building a following on there and just loving it because I felt like I was really putting things out there that I could actually be like, oh, this is me. And, you know, I get to be creative on there. And it didn't feel like something that could hurt my career. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, YouTube, it's there. I mean, so is Vine, but, like, it just felt like a little bit easier and not so, like, set in stone, right, as YouTube. So I just made a bunch of Vines and created this following and then continued to do it once Vine was done, more so on Instagram and making longer videos. I just get to, like, do my style of acting and I get to act my scripts and I still, like, want to act and I still love acting.
And you should keep doing it. Because I'm sure you're great at it. My point being is, like, I respect and it really inspires me when people have the not only creative capacity, but, like, the drive. Like, for you, for example, it was like when you got told no, 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 no over again because these names were getting picked over you. You could have been like, you know what? It's not for me. Like, I'm going to do something else. But you kind of, like, looked at certain things through a different lens, like, I'm gonna put you in a category right now, but, like, The Rock is someone who has always inspired me. I'll never forget when Scorpion King came out. I know this is, like, Dean's laughing his ass off right now, but, like, everybody was like, oh, The Rock wants to be an actor. Like, oh my, what a joke. Like, Dwayne the Johnson trying to be in movies. Here he is, the biggest movie star in the world. And it just goes to show you, like, keep doing it. Like, don't let people tell you no or tell you that you can't do something. Cause, like, I feel like social media has a stigma about it. And I think it's stupid because people are like, oh, you're a social media personality. And it's like, yeah, I am. And I work hard at it and I do a good job and I'm going to keep doing it.
I totally agree. I mean, I am basically the Rock.
Obviously.
But like, I totally get where you're coming from. And it is such like a thing that when I see him, I think to myself what I think for myself, which is do things that bring you joy. And I really truly think that the Rock just like does anything that brings him joy. Like the movies that he does, you can tell that he's living his best life. You can tell that he's like having fun. I truly apply that to my everyday life where I'm just like, I want to do things that bring me joy. Love Island brings me joy. Social media brings me joy. I also, the word influencer is so influencer, right? I feel like I'm genuinely like a content creator, and it makes it easier for me to be like, oh, social media is like a job, instead of being like, I'm an influencer, even though I guess that's what they call it. But content creating is so different. Like 100%. I truly like, I write scripts, I cast people in my scripts, I act in them, I direct them, I edit them, I do everything for them. I never hire people to do anything because I never end up liking it. So I'm always like, I just have to do it. And it's just like so much more work than you would even imagine for 1 minute, right? Like it's crazy. So yeah, and that brings me joy. Like I have fun doing that. So I think it's just the most important thing, especially with just social media, is like doing what you love always, or just in general in life, is just doing what you love and
working hard at it. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people do what you love and work hard at it, and then, you know, let all the chits follow them in. But I just wanted to mention that because I really love it, because I follow Manon and she posts a lot, and I love it.
While we're on the topic of it, just a fanboy real quick. I do remember back in the days of sitting in my freshman seminar class on my Vine app and seeing you and Matt pop up on it all the time. And I was like, man, these guys are hilarious. And then obviously you transition. Well, and what's funny too is like the growth, and I'm sure you get this all the time and you probably talk about it all the time, but you're in Matt's relationship. The maturation of that is really interesting too, because you guys are like best friends for so long. And I'm sure everyone, like I was thinking, I don't think I ever commented it or anything like that, but I'm sure everyone is always like, you guys need to like be together. You're so cute together, blah, blah, blah. And now here you are engaged to get married. And you've catapulted a Vine career into a successful hosting career, and you guys are both crushing it. So it's just like a wonderful, wonderful kismet thing.
Guys, thank you. I know it's so cute. It actually, whenever like someone brings it up, because you know, you forget where him and I have been friends for years before Vine even started. And so but everyone thinks we met on Vine, which is so funny to me. We're like a Vine relationship, even though we've been friends for so long before that. But we definitely became such a unit on Vine, together. Everyone was always like, you guys should be dating. Are you guys secretly dating? And we were not until 4.5 years ago. Now we started dating, but yeah. And now we're engaged. Yay!
Yes. Killing it. Love it.
That's awesome. Well, everybody who's listening, go follow Ariel on Instagram, even though you definitely already do. Plus, check out her and her fiance's Matt's podcast, Riled Up with Ariel and Matt, which, of course, you can get anywhere you get your podcasts. And most importantly, make sure you watch Love Island's finale on CBS, which airs August 15th. And if you need to catch up on any of the episodes, you can get the PG-13 maybe an R-rated version of Love Island on Paramount Plus right now. Binge watch it before the finale on August 15th, which airs on CBS. Ariel, thank you so much. You were a pleasure.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Ariel.
Yeah, I want to have you guys on my podcast.
Please. That would be so fun. Let us know. That would be
so fun. We don't like ever have guests on it, but like I always want to. So like anytime you're available, let's do it.
All right, cool.
Well, speaking from experience, this podcast is solely carried by the guests that we have on. So
he's not lying.
So just to close the loop on that, thank you again for joining us, Ariel. We appreciate it. And yeah, whenever you want us, we'll definitely join you. So let us
I
know.
I love it.
Good luck with finishing up the season. Hopefully some crazy stuff happens, but we'll definitely be tuning in. So
sure will.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Bye, Ariel.
Big thank you to Ariel, Cinco, and Giovanni for joining us. But it's time for mine and Jared's favorite segment, the emails. And we hope they're actually real this time because they're pretty juicy.
I don't think they are, judging by Marina's.
They're pretty juicy. It's funny because like I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I'll see things on like TikTok, Reddit, Instagram, and then they're like dating foibles, and I'm like, ooh, I should remember this, or like, ooh, I should make a fake email account to send them to our podcast email, so that way we can discuss them. I haven't done it yet, but it's possible that maybe these are them. Maybe people have done it in the past. Maybe I will do it. Maybe I did do it and I'm just playing coy. Anyways, first email is from Marina, and she has a burning question. What's the deal with Jared mentioning that he plays softball in the last few episodes? I don't understand why that's a defining characteristic. Okay, it's a little harsh, but sure. Speaking of softball, Marina's on a co-ed team with her coworkers, and she has a crush on the team captain. They've known each other for about 4 years now, but they recently left the place where they work together, so there isn't any more HR red tape, which you would assume is a good thing. They're the only single ones on the team, and they've never gotten any vibes from each other. So she wants to know, should I go for it and ask him out, or should I not? Because she's a little bit nervous, and she always goes out as a group after the softball game, and the two of them are usually last two to hang out at the end of the night. What would you do if you were in her shoes, Jared? And how would you want someone to ask you out on a date if you were him?
Listen, I feel like this is either a fake email or this is a buddy of mine who actually has a crush on somebody that we play softball with. Going in under Marina, because who else would like just bust my balls like this? What's Jared's deal?
In Marina's defense, you have very bustable balls.
Fair point. Listen, just, I don't know. You have a crush on your team captain. You guys known each other for about 4 years. All right. I don't understand what the issue is. Why can't you guys are the only single ones on the team?
Here's the thing, though. Like, let's say this guy takes softball seriously, and I don't know if Marina is a quality enough softball player to really, you know, pique his interest, if you will.
Listen, just the fact that she's out there is going to make him attracted to her. Like any girl who tries to play softball, it's immediately an attractive quality to me. So I think, listen, yeah, it's nervous. You guys, totally. Marina, go out as a group after the softball game. Let you guys kind of like hang out, see if there's any vibes thrown back and forth. That's what I would do. I would try to get a group of people after a softball game. Hey, let's go grab beers. Boom, this guy shows up. Now you're grabbing beers with them. You guys can
She's saying that she's done this before and she's never gotten any vibes from the guy. So how do you put the vibe out there that you want to get the vibe back?
I mean, you make it a point to just talk to him like one-on-one while you're out with the group, or you make a point to like sit next to him, you know, every time that you guys go out, you know, and that you like, you know, always bring up conversation. And then at some point, honestly, Marina, you're just going to have to ask him out.
I think a good way to go about that, because like, let's just give her some tips on how to bring up the conversation initially. I think the good way to go about it is if they're at a bar post game and they're the last two left, they don't even have to be the last two left there, but she could casually bring up like, how is dating going? And then the guy goes, oh, you know, like it's hit and miss, gone on a couple of dates, nothing great. And like, once you like start talking about the topic, then you could be like, oh, like maybe we should go on a date. Oh, you go want to go on a date? Okay, where should we go? Oh, you want to do this? Oh, okay. Like, you know, like kind of like let one thing lead into another thing.
Marina, you go up to the person that you're closest with on the softball team. You ask them, you're like, hey, listen, I have a crush on blank.
Yeah.
Can you kind of like, I don't know, get some intel for me? See if he's single. See if he'd be interested in going out with me. Why? What's wrong with this?
What's wrong with that? Intel? No, I don't disagree with intel. I don't disagree with your friend going up to the guy. Let's call the guy Randy. The guy's name is Randy now.
Randy.
I don't disagree with Marina's friend going up to Randy and being like, hey, Randy, Marina's got a bit of a crush on you. Are you at all interested? Like, if you're going to recruit a friend to help you, make sure that the friend is beating around the bush and getting directly to the point. Because we beat around the, like, Marina should beat around the bush, but her friend should be the direct one.
Got it. Okay, so you think that Marina should have the friend go up to Randy and be like, hey, listen, Marina, you know, kind of has a crush on you. What do you think? Would you ever go out with her?
If Marina decides to recruit a friend for help, that's how her friend should help her.
All right, I think you should recruit a friend. I think that's the best way to get this going.
All right, so Jared thinks Marina should recruit a friend to ask Randy out. I think that she should ask leading questions by simply asking how dating is going for Randy. And then that can snowball into, hey, let's go on a date sometime and touch lips.
Jackpot. This next email is from Taylor with an H. Hey guys, I'm currently in a committed relationship with the same person that I have dated since high school. I don't know how old Taylor is, so I don't know how long that's been. We've since bought a home together and share a pet. I've been noticing a lot more lately how different we are, though, from what we like and what we enjoy to who we are as people. I've been feeling a lot less attracted to him romantically because of the lack of effort being put towards our relationship. I feel like it could ruin my day. I feel like it could ruin my day-to-day life if I'm completely honest about how I'm feeling towards him. But I feel stuck and don't know what the best thing I can do is. Any advice on something I consider to do to try to make it feel to make him feel better, to make me feel better? Help.
Well, let's think about this for a second, because you and Ashley are similar, but still pretty different.
Similar.
Too. So it's like, how
are we similar?
Well, I'm saying, I don't know, like there are similarities, but I guess my point
is,
you guys are very different. So how do you guys make your differences let you lead into a romantic relationship?
Well, I mean, I think you just have to accept the person for their differences. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people get in a relationship and once things start going wrong, they always envision the grass being greener on the other side. And it's like, oh, if this is, I've said this a million times with podcasts, but if like, oh, this thing is wrong, then this is obviously not my person. And I'm like, well, that's not always the case. Sometimes in a relationship, actually in every relationship, you're going to find things wrong with the other person. That's just what being human beings is all about. So you kind of have to accept their differences and hope that the best of them is what you really enjoy and what you love most and the most important thing. So I think you should definitely address this with your boyfriend. I think they're still just boyfriend and girlfriend, even though they live together, bought a home together. Now that's crazy because that's not crazy, but that's, you know, that makes a big difference. I had a cousin who bought a house with her now ex-boyfriend, and holy crap, when they broke up, that was such a headache. So hopefully, Taylor, you guys don't break up, especially share a pet as well. I have another friend that shared a pet with her ex-husband, and like it was so awkward because they'd have to like pick them up on Tuesday, and her new boyfriend would come, and the new boyfriend would have to pick up the pet from the ex-husband, and it just like caused a whole issue. Sometimes like they couldn't even be in the same room, so his like mom had to bring the dog out. It's terrible. So Taylor, the most important thing in a relationship is communication. You've said it once, you've said it a million times. Talk to your partner about the things that you're feeling, okay? It's okay to talk to them and say, hey, we're having issues. Like, I'm feeling weird about certain things. Let's talk. Because if you don't talk about it, it's going to snowball and the situation is going to get way worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I agree with what you said at the beginning of this, of your
soliloquy
delivery there. Soliloquy, sure. I do agree that it's a choice. And I think that, like, I'm going to pull from personal experience. Like, so early, late teens, early 20s, mid 20s, I firmly believed that it's like in the world, there's like your soulmate, right? And once you meet your soulmate, everything is going to be perfectly entwined and everything's going to go super well. There's not going to be any issues. And as I've gotten older, not especially with my relationship with Kaylin, but as I've gotten older, I agree that what it really comes down to is just a choice that you make to be in a relationship with a person despite the differences that you have with them. Like Kaylin and I are night and day different as well. Like I would say even more so than you and Ashley. I would say more so than any of my friends that are in relationships. Like she's, you know, this beauty queen, whatever. We all know how Kaylin is and we all know how I am. So we know how different we are. And there are times where I struggle. Well, there have been times. I would say it's gotten less and less as we've gone on. But there have been times where I struggle with, like, is this the girl for me? Like, she, you know, she's curious about things, but there are certain, like, reservations that I have because there are a lot of disconnects in our personalities and our interests and all that kind of stuff. But then as I've gotten older and as our relationship has dragged along and wore on, I'm like, no, as long as I, like, consistently make the choice to have her in my life and to focus on our relationship, it doesn't matter whether we have differences or not, because I know she's a good person and I know our relationship makes both of us better for different reasons. And I think that maybe that gets lost. I think especially on young people, that idea gets lost because at least in my case, like I was saying, like you just have this idea where you're going to find someone, everything's gonna be perfect, but nothing's ever going to be perfect. It's really a conscious decision that you have to make to commit to a person and just like, understand the grass, like you said, the grass is always greener, but the grass isn't going to be greener in my
opinion. No, sometimes the grass is shit.
Grass could be
Literal. And you're like, it's like there's like a hill in front of you. And so on the top of the hill, there's green grass. And you're like, man, that looks good. I just want to get to the other side of the hill because I know that grass is going to be so green. And then you get to the other side of the hill and it's all burned from wildfires. And you're like, get me the hell out of here. I want the grass that I just came from because that grass is way more comforting and nice. So just remember that. Okay.
Everybody, I don't know listening. If I like the wildfire reference in the state of catastrophe that the world is in. But hey, you proved your point and I respect that.
All right. Fair point.
That's my opinion. It's a choice. It's and Jared, I think, said the same thing. And we both said in a lot of words. So maybe we could just go ahead and wrap, summarize that real quick. It's a conscious effort. Make the effort. You love the person, not for their similarities to you, but for the things that they are about themselves. That's all I think you need to know. Anyway, well, not need to know, but I think that's all that matters when it comes to being in a relationship with someone. I'm going to stop talking because I feel like I'm just rambling and rambling.
Well, I hope that helped Taylor with an H.
Taylor with an H. And I'm going to leave it up to the listeners to guess where that H falls in the name, because I think there are multiple places. Like, I'm looking at the name. It doesn't look like the Taylor, but the H could fall almost anywhere in the name. And so it's up to them. It's a mystery. Solve the mystery. You'll get a cookie. Big thank you to our guests, Cinco, Giovanni, and Ariel, for joining us from Love Island. Be sure to tune in to Love. Is it airing every single day, Love Island? Yeah, Monday to Friday, every single day. Yeah. Check it out and check out the PG-13/R-rated versions on Paramount Plus. The finale is August 15th. So be sure to tune in for all that as well. Thank you to Jared for sharing your business venture on Audrey.
Share my life on the podcast. It's kind of my job.
Sharing your freaking new business venture for the first time. Ben's heard about it. Ashley's heard about it. Who else has heard about it? Freaking everyone else but this podcast. So thank you for finally at least sharing that with us. Appreciate
it. Save the best for last.
I want you to like break some, I want you to make some groundbreaking news announcement on this podcast for once. Not the pregnancy, not the proposal, not the restaurant, not the, I don't know what's next. Not the college.
Sex of the baby?
Yeah, sex of the baby. That's what I am now demanding. We announce live on Help I Suck at Dating. Do you agree to my terms?
I don't. Unfortunately, I'm not the boss in this relationship. So you're going to have to talk to a Miss Ashley Iaconetti.
I'll give you $1,000 if you announce it on Help I Suck at Dating.
Ooh, okay. All right. Let me talk to the boss. Let me talk to the financial advisor in this household.
I do not regret saying that whatsoever. I will legitimately give you $1,000 if you announce it on this podcast. And I'm sure the listeners would appreciate it as well. But that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We look forward to talking with you next week, where maybe we'll suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City in Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.